Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, January 2nd. I'm Mark Daniels. The first day of the year as college football from sunup to past sundown as the bowl games took center stage and the Wisconsin Badgers took on number 9 South Carolina at the Capital One Bowl in Orlando. And the Badgers fall 34-24. Head coach Gary Anderson.
Football becomes really hard when you get yourself into a position where you can't throw it on offense and you can't cover them on defense. And, you know, we were going to be aggressive all day long. That was our plan. We were going to have some aggressive calls. We're going to be aggressive by nature. We were, and I would not change that. But obviously, we can do a better job of coaching them. We got to make some plays.
Well, they made some. Melvin Gordon, James White, each with over 100 yards rushing. Joel Stave, a couple of touchdown passes in the first half before injuring his shoulder. Kenzel Dull with a 91-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. But when Stave went out, Kurt Phillips struggled, throwing some late interceptions. Meanwhile, Wisconsin had no answer for South Carolina quarterback Connor Shaw, who went 22 of 25 for 312 yards. He threw for 3 touchdowns. He ran for another and even caught a touchdown pass against Chris Borland in the Badger defense.
Yeah, we knew that coming in. He's kind of their engine, and he does a great job of extending plays and doesn't necessarily look to scramble but to make a throw. And he hurt us on that in the very first drive and a couple more times later in the game. So they're offense goes as he goes, and he played well. We're kind of disappointed without being able to contain him better.
Badgers have dropped 4 straight bowl games, finished 9-4 in Anderson's first year as head coach. The 100th edition of the Rose Bowl in Pasadena had Michigan State beat Stanford 24-20 and had to come from behind to do it. But Connor Cook threw for 332 yards and a couple of scores, and he had a big second half.
As soon as we all went in there in the second half, I just kind of gathered myself and I was like, we got one more half of football left for the whole season. I'm going to put it all on the line. I'm going to do whatever I possibly can to help my team win and to send the seniors out in a high note. So really, I just took a deep breath. I was like, we got one more half to play and I'm going to give it everything I got.
Big Ten got another bowl game victory on New Year's Day as Nebraska beat number 22 Georgia 24-19 in the Gator Bowl. 16th-ranked LSU beat Iowa 21-14 in the Outback Bowl in Tampa. Jeremy Hill with 216 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. It was number 15 Central Florida over number 6 Baylor in a Wild Fiesta Bowl in Arizona, 52-42. Blake Bortles, the Knights quarterback, 301 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, 93 yards rushing, and another score. He says getting a touchdown in the opening series of the game really lit the fuse.
You couldn't have drawn up opening drive any better than that. To be able to come out and really go right down the field at will, really. The offensive line did a great job up front, and Storm has great vision and was able to find holes. And I think I kept one and was able to make something happen.
And North Texas beat UNLV in the Heart of Dallas Bowl, 36-14. Sugar Bowl in New Orleans will feature Alabama and Oklahoma on Thursday night. And now to professional football. The Green Bay Packers getting ready to host the San Francisco 49ers in the final wild card game of the opening weekend of the NFL playoffs. Aaron Rodgers returning after missing 7 weeks with that broken collarbone, made it through the Chicago Bear game just fine.
I'm feeling great. Sometimes the calves cramp up a little bit. It's actually something I get made fun of about by Flynn quite often, but they're feeling great.
Collarbone.
That's feeling great too.
Packer defense, though, needs great performance against the 49ers. They have been lit up in the last 2 meetings. Playoff game a year ago in San Francisco, and they let Colin Kaepernick run for a playoff record 181 yards as a quarterback, gave up 579 yards as a team. Opening day also at San Francisco in September, Kaepernick threw for over 400 yards to beat the Packers 34-28. Defensive coordinator Dom Capers has got to come up with a plan, but head coach Mike McCarthy says he can't do it alone.
Well, yeah, Dom Capers is a competitor, but it's a very important game to all of us. This isn't a contest to see, who this game is more important. We're a football team. We know that one area needs to play to the other and so forth. But the defense needs to play its best game of the year. I mean, we need to improve off of how we performed here in the past. Offense, we need to get better too. This is playoff football, so. Everybody understands that we clearly, our production needs to jump up here.
Kicks off at 3:40 Sunday afternoon at Lambeau Field, the final game of the weekend, which starts with Kansas City and Indianapolis Saturday afternoon, New Orleans and Philadelphia Saturday night. First game Sunday will be San Diego in Cincinnati. Lovie Smith, former Chicago Bears head coach, looks like he's going to be back in the NFL. Reports have him signing a contract to become the next head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where he began his coaching career as an assistant under Tony Dungy. In the NBA, on New Year's Day, the Dallas Mavericks beat the Washington Wizards 87-78. Monte Ellis led with 23. Toronto, a 95-82 win over the Indiana Pacers. DeMar DeRozan with 26. At 15-15, the Raptors are in first place in the Atlantic Division. Minnesota beat New Orleans 124-112. Philadelphia put up 44 points in the second quarter to beat Denver 114-102. Blake Griffin scored 31 as the LA Clippers beat the Charlotte Bobcats 112-85. Milwaukee Bucks, after a big win in LA against the Lakers on Tuesday night, will be in Utah to take on the Jazz on Thursday night. On the ice, the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Vancouver Canucks 4-2 inside. It was the Toronto Maple Leafs 3, the Detroit Red Wings 2 in a shootout outside. The Winter Classic held in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Tyler Bozak scored the game-winning shootout goal. Head coach Randy Carlisle of the Maple Leafs says it was a tremendous atmosphere.
Nice to see the fans and the number of people that were here, 105,000 people to view a hockey game. And the game was back and forth. I don't know if you'd call it a gym from a pace standpoint, but there was a lot of snow and a lot of things to deal with, and it ended in a shootout.
U.S. men's and women's Olympic hockey rosters were announced on New Year's Day. Several players with Wisconsin ties made the team, including Joe Pavelski and former Green Bay gambler Blake Wheeler for the men. And as for the women, Jessie Vetter will be in the nets after leading the Wisconsin Badgers to a couple of national championships. She's a native of Cottage Grove. College basketball, the Green Bay Phoenix women defeated Maine 72-49 on New Year's Day, ending a four-game losing streak. Head coach Kevin Borseth's team did not win a game in December, so this one was badly needed.
Good to get a win, obviously. You know, it's been a long time coming for our kids, and fortunately we were able to, four conference starts, get a win under our belt, so that's a good feeling.
Megan Lucan had 12 points, 13 assists, no turnovers in 35 minutes to lead the Phoenix to the win.
I guess it's a pretty good stat line, but at the end of the day, my teammates were making good cuts, and they got open, and they put the ball in the basket, so yeah. That's what counts.
Green Bay now 7-5. They'll open up Horizon League play next week against UIC. As for the Phoenix men, they'll begin Horizon League play as the preseason favorites, hosting Cleveland State Thursday night at the Rest Center. The Wisconsin Badgers also open up Big Ten play. Fourth-ranked Wisconsin taking on Northwestern. Number 19, San Diego State, a winner over Colorado State in men's hoops on New Year's Day, 71-61. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.